How would you like to be remembered?
As a person with questions, who was curious and who was exploratory and interested and interesting, who helped people rethink.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for this time. You've been really open, and I think we've had a good time together.
Well, I'm the heretic they call me, and I enjoy that. I wear that like a badge these days. So it's like a tattoo that I can't wash off. So thanks, John.
It'd be interesting. I can't do it, but for somebody to interview you when you're 85, to see what you're thinking then.
I'm fascinated about that. That's just about 10 years or 20 years from
and
now.
And so there'll be some evolving. Something will change.
You're right.
There'll be something there.
You're so right.
But anyway, we'll have to leave that for those of the future. Thank you.
Oral was interested, and so was Billy Graham. They both had conversations about universal salvation way back in the days. I know that from the former chaplain's son at ORU, and from Ruth. Ruth said when he was younger, Carlton, he was interested. He's too old now. They both were just starting out in 1948, and then in 1965 when Billy Graham came here. But Oral was trying to build a university. To get sidetracked by what I'm talking about would join the whole thing. And Billy Graham's trying to get people saved. To say you're already saved was stupid. But they, because they were in touch with the real world, I think Graham more than Oral, because Graham went to Russia and went to China, and he saw these human beings, and he loved them, and they loved and respected him. I think the love thing was a real distraction to him from the helving. But he was actually, she was more Presbyterian than him, but he was brought up in fundamentalist, typical beliefs in heaven and hell.
Graham, now you're talking about.
Both of them, Oral and Graham. Well, Graham, yeah, about the Presbyterian. Oral was very rebellious as a kid. You know, he ran away from home and all that kind of stuff. He was chasing girls and drinking, and then he got tuberculosis and had to come. Mm-hmm. So he still had a streak of that in him. He understood it.
What about Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son today? What are your thoughts on him?
Franklin.
Yeah.
I met him on TBN. I hosted him a couple of times. He's just nothing like his father. He sounds like him. In fact, when I first saw him, I got tears in my eyes, and I said, folks, to the TV audience, I think I just met the successor of Billy Graham. He's right here. But now he's gotten hardened and very arrogant and very distasteful. And
all right. It's been good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Well, if I die before, if they kill me before you do, you can say, I got to know that son of a bishop. That heretic, that heretical son of a bishop.